Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The ADT rule finalized. We're back on that in just a moment.
This is the 17th year for the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th and 30th, at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas, providing a tremendous lineup of speakers. Pick up management tips to make you more successful. Gain firsthand knowledge of continuous no-till and learn how to improve your soil health, productivity, and profitability. View the latest product at the trade show. Save by registering early at no-till.org or call 888-330-5142. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, John Deere, and Green Cover Seed.
With the publication of the final Animal Disease Traceability Rule, or ADT, in the Federal Register, National Cattlemen's Beef Association is complimenting yesterday USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, on creating a final rule that includes many of the comments submitted by the cattle industry. On behalf of cattle producers, Dr. Kathy Simmons is the Chief Veterinary Officer for NCBA.
We are encouraged that many of the priorities of cattlemen and women voiced during the rulemaking process have been included in the final rule for animal disease traceability. USDA APHIS listened to the voices of livestock producers when drafting this rule, and the final product is one that will help reduce the number of animals involved in an investigation, reduce the time needed to respond, and decrease the cost to producers. The final ADT rule establishes general regulations for improving the traceability of U.S. livestock moving interstate.
One of the things that a lot of folks in the cattle industry are especially excited about, the fact that USDA decided not to demand one single form of identification on cattle across the entire United States.
Under the rule, unless specifically exempted, livestock moved interstate would have to be officially identified and accompanied by an interstate certificate of veterinary inspection or other documentation, such as an ownership or statement or breed certificate. The final rule accepts the use of brands, tattoos, and breed registration as official identification.
We now have the final rule in place. It'll actually become effective the 11th of March of this year. It is for cattle over 18 months of age. Cattle under 18 months of age, USDA saying at this point they're going to develop rules that will be appropriate for those younger cattle. Dr. Simmons says from an NCBA perspective, they believe that's good news.
Most important to cattle producers is the announcement by USDA APHIS that a separate rulemaking process will take place for beef cattle under 18 months of age. Currently, the final rule allows beef cattle under 18 months of age, unless they are moved interstate for shows, exhibits, rodeos, or recreational events, to be exempted from the official identification requirement.
And Dr. Simmons says ultimately this identification rule is all about protecting the consumer, assuring the consumer domestically and internationally that our beef is safe.
Cattlemen and women are dedicated to raising healthy cattle, and the implementation of the ADT rule further reinforces the commitment by the livestock industry and government to ensuring that the United States continues to supply our country and the world with safe, high-quality beef.
Dr. Kathy Simmons of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.